Well, TM, my TMC family, please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, that we can move and live and have our being in you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for this beautiful day that you have made, Lord, all across the nation, Lord. And we are just rejoicing and we're so glad in it. We thank you for your wonderful blessings that you've given us, Lord, that we can wake up this morning and praise you, Lord. We thank you for the master's call, Lord, that you gave us, Lord, and our two wonderful women of God who said yes to you in 2010 to this call. Lord, we thank you for our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, our Mother Eagle. Lord, we thank you for blessing them into overflow and adding no sorrow to your full blessings. Lord, we thank you for the artist life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the kings of artists, every single artist distributor and customer. Lord, thank you for just empowering them with inner strength through your spirit, Lord. Thank you for the TMC family, our TMC family, Lord. Thank you for every speaker and listener on the line right now and who will be listening, soon, Lord. Thank you for showing them how long and how wide, how deep and how high your love is for them, even though it's so great to fully understand, so that we would be filled with all the fullness of life and power that comes from you, God. And we love you and we praise you. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, and it was a Jesus joy to greet you here from Snellville, Georgia. Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer and for our tag for today. In Him we live and we have our being. And we thank you so much for just being the godly woman that you are. To God be the glory for the greater and the newer things that He will do in your life. Well, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I live in Inglewood, California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome each and every single one of you to our telecommunication sanctuary known as the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by two phenomenal women of God, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This call, the theme was to enrich, empower, and enhance life as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. And so if you are visiting us for the first time, we say welcome, welcome, welcome to you. We want to let you know that you can visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of our messages have been archived since the inception of this call. Also, this is day 34 of our corporate fast. And so you will see all of our fast directives, our prayer directives on our website. We are pressing towards 40 days of fasting and praying. So if you have not yet joined us, you still can get on the last end of the leg with us. And we'll be definitely looking forward to having you be a part of that. Also, we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every single day we gather at this divine and appointed hour. We start this call off in prayer. We end in prayer. And then on Fridays, we open up the line for your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. But there may be things that are going on in your life on a daily basis, and maybe you want someone to be in agreement. Well, I am ask that you would send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. Our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. The tool that brought most of us together here on the Master Call is a company, a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Light. And an appointment with Artist will change your life, but only if you let it. And on March 9th, 10th, and 11th of 2018, here in California at the LAX Sheraton Gateway Hotel, Extravaganza 2018 will be taking place. So we invite each of you to join us here in California for a registration fee of $29. And it's definitely going to be something that's going to be exciting and that will definitely change your life. So get back with the person who invited you to this call so they can share with you how an appointment with Artists can change your life. I'm going to give you additional information later on, especially for the call that's following this one, but I'll give you that information later because I want to go ahead and give time for our speaker to come this morning. And who's our speaker today? She is blessed. She is radiant. She walks in excellence. She is nice. She is dedicated, and she is anointed. I'm talking about our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Carroll, all the way from the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. She is a mother. She is a wife. She is a daughter. She is a friend. She is an artist distributor. She is, this lady drives to and from all over from Mississippi to Houston. She's in Louisiana sometimes. You're talking about somebody on the go. If you are her Facebook friend, you'll see that she does not even look anywhere close to what her age is. Why? Because she is definitely a product of the artist life products, and definitely they have been the best products to her on this side of heaven. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure. And the next voice that you will hear will be a powerful, dynamic woman of God. Our prayer general here on the Master's Call, Minister Brenda Henry Carroll. Are you out there this morning, Minister Brenda?
Wow. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for that cordial and beautiful introduction, Minister Tiffany. I tell you, you're such a blessing to the masses. Our songbird out there early this morning on the West Coast, thank you for being the blessing that you are. And thank you, Minister Rebecca. And I heard Minister Gracie earlier. Good morning to you. And thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And yes, I love that scripture. It's in him that we live, move, and have our very being. Thank you so much for being the blessing that you are. And good morning to our TMC family. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I tell you, God is just good on this Wednesday morning. He's good. He's good. I want to say thank you to our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Thank you for being who you are in Christ Jesus, for being who you are to the masses, for being who you are as a personal friend and mentor. And to our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, I love and appreciate you for being the woman of God that you are, and thank you so much for just sharing even your new husband with us in so many respects to the point that God is getting all glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. TMC family, if you would with me, I just really inquired of the Lord on what to speak about this morning. So let me go before the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you, Lord, that you are taking this vessel, and it's no longer Brenda, but it's Christ who dwells in me. It's definitely in you that I live, move, and have my being, Father God. So, Lord, get your glory. Get your glory, Lord God, that the body is edified and you are glorified, that people are drawn closer to you, because that's what it's all about, oh God, that you get all the glory and that we get closer to you. I thank you in advance because it's done not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the true and living God. And I thank you in advance in Jesus' name. And as I really thought about it, and love was all over me and what have you, and it was placed in my heart. And after Pastor Lavona had done such a phenomenal job yesterday on love, I tried to sidetrack. You know, I just knew God was going to give me something different. And the Holy Spirit, he's so intelligent and such a gentleman, because he allowed me to ponder and search for other topics and go around in circles. And y'all know you guys can relate to what I'm talking about. And then I had to come back to the essential. It's about God's love. So I will be speaking with you again on this morning on God's love produces solid relationships. God's love produces solid relationships. Now, if you will bear with me, I definitely want to share some scriptures. I'm sure you, most of you are familiar with them. John 15:17 says, "These things I command you, that you love one another." And then there's John 13:34 that says, through 35 says, "So now I am giving you a new commandment, love each other just as I have loved you." You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. 1 John 4:11 says, "Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other." And then 2 John 1:6 says, "Love means doing what God has commanded us, and he has commanded us to love one another." Can we look at Romans 13:8 where it says, "Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another." And then finally, that 1 John 4:7 says, "Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God." And we'll go on to see that God is love. Well, TMC family, it is definitely, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know what's important to God, because if we remember, even the Ten Commandments were given to Moses, to the people of Israel. God specifically was telling them and us the exact same thing. Jesus summed it up in two commandments in Matthew 22:37-39. He says, and when he told us to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, and then love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, you see, the first four of those ten relates to you and I. It's relating to us that we must love the Lord our God with all our hearts and with all our souls and with all our minds. That's what the first four is saying. And then the other six are telling us that we should love our neighbors as ourselves. And this is God's love producing solid relationships. Solid? What can we say about solid? Those relationships are international. They're interracial. They're interdenominational. They're interactive. And they interconnect, just to name a few. See, our relationship with one another doesn't have any hindrances. They don't have any divisions. They go forth in God's love, and that's the type of solid relationship he wants us to have with each other. In reality, the solid relationship started at the cross, if we think about it. Jesus' vertical position represents our relationship to the Father. And then his arms stretching horizontally represents our relationship with each other. That's the symbol right there. Our relationship with the Father was restored and sealed by Jesus Christ, who first loved us. Now, many Christians will say, "All I need is Jesus." Yeah, but let's face it. When we get Jesus, you could definitely see that he's pointing out to each and every one of us that we need each other, because we are many members of one body, and that's the body of Christ. God's love produces solid relationships. Now, these characteristic features are seen within God's love. And when we see God's love, let's take a look at God's love for us, his sacrificial love. He gave his all. His personal love. He wonderfully made us unique as individuals. His contagious love, type of love, is when others see the blessings of God on us. They want it too. That's the Spirit of God that's drawing. And then motivating. He tells us we're the head, not the tail. More than conquerors, heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Wow, just to name a few. This is motivating to let us know that God's love for us and in us, is just powerful. So with his love abiding in us, what should we see as a sacrificial position? How much time do we give him each day? How much time do we spend in his word, in prayer, and in service for him? And then on a personal note, are our spiritual ears open to his voice? He says that his sheep know his voice. And then on the contagious perspective, does our thoughts equate with his word, his truth? See, we got to speak life into any given situation. We can accept the fact that, yes, sometimes we speak negativity, you know, we speak things that we see rather than the truth. We speak the facts rather than the truth. But the Lord tells us to continually abide in him so we can speak truth and speak his word over various situations. And then on the motivating perspective, do we praise him and give him the glory through the good and tough times, knowing God's got it? He tells us, he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I got your back. And so this is motivating to us to let us know that we are still victorious through it all. So think about this. How is our love with one another and with others? On a sacrificial note, do we occasionally put aside our own agendas to minister to the needs of others? Yeah, you know, I really can elaborate on this, but time won't permit it. And then on a personal note, are we sincerely celebrating the success of others, even when our ship has not come in yet? Whoa, that's something we got to meditate on. See, we can, with God's love, we can sincerely be happy and excited and celebrate with the success of others, with their accomplishments and with their top of the mountain experiences. We can be excited with them when we have God's love in us. And be sincere about it and not worry about me, my, and I. On a personal note, on a contagious note, are people drawn to us because of our relationship with God? See, the thing about it is that we have to come to the realization when God's love is abiding in us, God says when we lift him up, he'll do the drawing. And so that spirit of love draws people to him through us. Are these things taking place in our everyday lives? Because his love is powerful. On a motivating perspective, do we speak life, health, and prosperity over others, even when they're saying the opposite? I run across people all the time that say, your kid is so cute. Oh, she's such a doll. Oh, she's bad. Oh, no, she's not. I will come and say, no, she's not. She's not bad. She may be mischievous. See, we got to let people know, speak life over their children because they don't know. They have no clue of how to do it. So it's up to us to show them that God's love is still abiding no matter what it looks like. Galatians 5:13 tells us, "For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love." Okay, let's also keep that 1 Corinthians 13 in the forefront of our hearts. See, love is patient, it's kind, it's not jealous or boastful. It does not demand its own way or keep record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices with the truth. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance, every circumstance. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, love. The greatest of all these is love. See, through his agape love, he is producing solid relationships. And in closing, I want to share with you that in this high-tech period of time, we have been conditioned to adhere more to our cell phones, can we relate, to our iPads and the like, more technical communication, less verbal communication. People are not hearing our voices and our sincere thoughts of, "I love you." We are texted, but do they feel it? See, these things are taking place, and then we have to look at it and say, what type of relationships are we producing with each other, with our children, with our elders? Are they really seeing and feeling the love of God coming, producing from us? Because in this high-tech world, people are going about and moving about so fast and so furious till we're not taking the time to sit down and communicate. Our elders told us stories back in the day and how God brought them through and where they came from and how God had ministered and used different perspectives and different situations in their lives to go forth and be victorious. To this day, are our children hearing any stories in these days? I'm getting emotional because God's love is so strong. And our people, our generation, is striving. They're hungering for the love of God. Proverbs 19:8 says, "He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who cherishes understanding prospers." Reality shows that people, even Christians, are afraid to speak to people, let alone witness to them. Let's get in tune with the Spirit of the Lord. 1 Peter 4:8 encourages each of us to love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. It overlooks unkindness, unselfishness, and that seeks the best of us. This is the essence of God's love producing solid relationships. God's love is pure. God's love is strong. God's love is essential. Because God's love produces solid relationships. People of God, my TMC family, I hope you were blessed with a thought and a word from this message this morning. And I sincerely love each and every one of you. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Prayer General, for such a powerful message this morning. God's love produces solid relationships. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we honor you, we celebrate you, and we love you. We thank you for allowing us to wake up into a new day that you have made. And as we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, God, we anticipate and expect that great things will be added unto us, Father. We ask that you would have your way and that your will be done in our lives on this Wednesday, Father. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would make our crooked path straight, Father. I pray right now that for each and every person that is under the sound of my voice, I pray that you would saturate us with your love, saturate us with your strength, saturate us with your joy, saturate us with your wisdom and your knowledge, oh God. I thank you, God, for this day and for blessing us in this day. I thank you that we are healed, that we are whole, and that nothing is missing and nothing is broken. I thank you that all of our needs are supplied according to your riches and glory. I thank you that in you we live, that in you we move, and that in you we have our being. And I lift up the Grace family to you, the Mallet family to you, the Flanagan family to you, the Clark family. I ask that you would be their comforter and that you will be their strength and that you would be their peace in the name of Jesus, God. You said that by your stripes we are healed. So I speak total and complete healing over Dr. P.K. Roberts, over Minister Kai, over Mother Jessie, over Minister Candy. I speak total and complete healing over each of us, our minds, bodies, and spirits in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you would fill Minister Brenda up until she overflows. I speak peace and joy will overflow in her life, Father. And I pray that you would just give her virtue that only you can give, God. Continue to protect her home and her husband, her children and her grandchildren as they go to and fro, Father, and allow your will to be done in their lives. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous, in the majestic name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. We would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. This is a message that you definitely want not to only go back and listen to, but this is something that you want to spread to the world. So post this message on your social media. Post this number. You don't even have to put any words. Just put 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. People are curious, so they'll just call the number to see what it is, and they will definitely be blessed when they listen to this call. Also, if you're heading over to the new morning motivational call, the topic today will be cancer. And I know we all have been, if not affected personally, but maybe we know someone who has been affected by cancer. So if you want to know more about cancer and what Artist Life products we recommend to those who have cancer in their lives, then please join the Phenomenal Flanagans at 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. That's immediately following this call. Don't forget to save the date for March 9th, 10th, and 11th here in California at the LAX Sheraton Gateway Hotel, Artist Life Extravaganza 2018. The registration fee is $29 per person. Please get back in contact with the Artist Life distributor who invited you to this call. Again, I would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Minister Rebecca for seating us and greeting us and giving us our tag for the day. In him, in Jesus Christ, we live, we move, and we have our being. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, Minister Brenda. Thank you again for a powerful message. God's love produces solid relationships. What a powerful and profound word for this Wednesday. We have been blessed. Remember, go out and be those great ministers in the marketplace that God has called and ordained for each of you to be. Know that we love you here on the Master's Call, and God loves you best. Remember, we'll be back here tomorrow, so please join us and share this information with a friend. At this time, Minister Brenda, can you please come back and give us our benediction for the day?
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Let's produce solid relationships through his love. God bless you.